must challenge preconceived notions of life, death, and how we interact with our environment. It
took a long time writing that one.
It that really has been a couple of years of concentrating.
Utah artist Cody Chamberlain describes the deserts of the West as a harsh yet gentle land that is the foundation of his work. Last week, he and other artists from around the state showed their work at the 39th annual statewide art competition at the Eccles Community Art Center in Ogden. The competition featured paintings of people, nature, and the abstract, glazed and carved pottery, and three-dimensional multimedia pieces. Chamberlain's multimedia piece, titled Desert Wake, was perhaps the largest and most complex piece entered in the competition. I met with Chamberlain right after he found out Desert Wake had won first place, which he seemed very surprised about.
So this piece, Desert Wake, won first place.
Yes, it did. That, to my surprise, I was just shooting for honorable mention, but I love this piece. I'm glad. I'm happy they love it as well. I mean, I had no idea.
Chamberlain's piece is complex. The base is nearly 8 feet long and is made of salvaged wood.
I found a large pile of lumber out in the woods that was just kind of half decayed, and I fell in love with it, a couple of the pieces.
A long, narrow wooden box that was purchased at an antique store sits atop the salvaged wood platform and is decorated with a charcoal drawing of a juniper tree. The inside of the box is painted black and is lined with clay sculptures of bird skulls and other more abstract pieces, which Chamberlain says he stained with teas and dyes to make them appear like scavenged bone from the desert. Chamberlain says that to him, the title of the piece, Desert Wake, has multiple meanings.
The title, Desert Wake, there's a lot of different meanings in each of those words. I mean, wake.
Wake, says Chamberlain, means that he hopes the piece will wake people up to how they interact with the environment. But it could also refer to a wake at a funeral, referring to what may happen to the environment if people don't start taking care of it.
It's very heavy on the life and death themes.
These ideas aren't unusual for Chamberlain's work, which tends to center around the desert and humanity's interaction with it.
The desert. Well, our being in Utah is centered around the desert, or at least it's centered around us. So it's kind of a theme. I'm from Utah. I love the outdoors. I think it's kind of central to my soul and everybody's soul, the desert. It's a beautiful landscape, and I draw a lot from it, inspiration. I try to spend a lot of free time in the desert, all my free time, really. And it's just a perfect backdrop, I think, to life and death. You know, it's just, death is beautifully illustrated in the desert everywhere you look. I mean, just because of the age and the scars in the land.
In painting, drawing, and sculpture, Chamberlain tries to depict the beauty he sees in the desert in a way that he hopes will inspire people to further explore how they think about the outdoors.
I want my work to be mostly about the message. I really would like people to realize how precious our landscape is. And I think there's a large disconnect with people in the outdoors and how we can better interact with our environment. I think that's going to be, you know, a major issue, the issue of the future with, population and water and all the other issues that go along in, you know, the West and really all around the world. And I hope to bring something a little more, magic to people a little bit, try to help them fall in love with it. Instead of just tell them, you know, or spell it out for somebody, you know, what I think should be done with the environment. Maybe they can capture something in one of my pieces and personalize it and carry that on. But yeah, absolutely. Message, if that's the most important part, is to bring something like that away and to, you know, maybe have them find something special in a piece.
Desert Wake will be featured at the Eccles Art Center through the end of August. To see pictures of Desert Wake and other pieces by Cody Chamberlain, visit desertwake.tumblr.com. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Elaine Taylor.